This is from the old school, new school.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tlawi. This afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we will be tackling the APAC conference. We told you about it last program, and we told you it was going to take place tomorrow, which was Sunday, last Sunday, and here we are today, a week after the conference. Well, I can tell you that everybody went to the conference, everyone that wants to be something. If you're wondering about what the APAC conference is, which I'm sure 99.999% of our listeners actually know what APAC stands for. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's a lobbying group, for those of you who don't know. They get a lot of money from a lot of people around the country and from Israel. They use that money to educate our Congress, men and women, to educate our senators and to educate our president to what's good for Israel. And if they're not convinced, or if they're not educated, or if they don't get the education that APAC wants them to get, then they will be out of office before they blink. APAC actually was a committee for another organization called the American Zionist Council, which was present at the time of JFK, and JFK and his brother Robert wanted this organization to apply and file the foreign agent application with the United States, because we do have a law. You know, it's amazing how we can't even enforce our own laws when it comes to Israel. We do have a law that says you cannot be an agent of a foreign country and set up shop in the United States influencing our political decisions. We set up that law way back. It was mainly to stop Germany from sending its agents to influence our politicians. Germany had set up shop right here in the United States, and they were influencing our politicians for the United States not to get involved in the war. So somebody pressured our Congress to actually come up with a law saying that foreign agents should be registered. And we'll tell you about this when we come back.
We Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So, AIPAC, well, we want to go through the details of what happened with JFK and his brother. But they wanted to actually stop this organization because they felt it was representing Israel, representing a foreign power, and they were right here setting up shop in the United States, influencing our politics. So they said, enough is enough. We are going to actually stop these people by forcing them to register as foreign agents. And, you know, when you register as foreign agents, then politicians are out of reach for you. You can't go and pay them and put them in offices to do your dirty work for you or to support your horrendous, horrible tasks and intentions. Well, JFK died before he was able to accomplish that. His brother Robert, actually, who was his own attorney general, he continued under Johnson, but what they did, well, of course, Robert died trying to stop these people, and they changed the name of the organization because it was out there in the open that, wait a minute, you know, JFK died trying to stop these people, the Zionist Council, the American Zionist Council, and his brother Robert after him. Well, actually, Robert was working with his brother John. He was the Attorney General. For those of you who don't know history, Robert Kennedy was the Attorney General of his own brother, John Kennedy. And he continued to be the Attorney General under Johnston. And he also was assassinated. Then the American Zionist Council did something. They changed their name. They chose the name AIPAC, which is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, which was a committee that was under the American Zionist Council. So it was a committee, so they just chose that name because it sounds much better than the American Zionist Council, then everybody knows what they are. So they went the American Israel Public Affairs Committee as, oh, this nice committee just wants to show you how, you know, Israelis are and, you know, how nice they are, etc. Well, every year they do have a conference in Washington. They call it the AIPAC Policy Conference. And that's especially on an election year. It is extremely important. Because politicians who want to be presidents and congressmen and women and senators and et cetera, even governors, they go there. They go there to get the blessings and stamped on their behind that they are kosher, that they are not anti-Semitic, and therefore green light to elect them. And whoever promises more for Israel will definitely get more from AIPAC. Anyway, we're going to play a little clip here for you. It is about a minute and a little over a minute clip where Netanyahu visiting with our own president in his own house. That is the White House, which makes it your house. He told him, he said, we are you and you are us. So in our own house, the house that George Washington, well, actually wasn't there, but George Washington said, do not get entangled with foreign powers. Get away from entanglement. Well, we did not listen to George Washington, who is probably turning in his grave. And I guarantee you, when he listened to Netanyahu said, you are us and we are you, he jumped. Yeah, George Washington did. Let's hear Netanyahu at the White House.
Americans know that Israel and the United States share common values, that we defend common interests, that we face common enemies. Iran's leaders know that too. You know, for them, you're the great Satan, we're the little Satan. For them, we are you, and you are us. And you know something, Mr. President? At least on this last point, I think they're right. We are you, and you are us. We're together. So if there's one thing that stands out clearly in the Middle East today, it's that Israel and America stand together. I think that above and beyond that are two principles, long-standing principles of American policy that you reiterated yesterday in your speech, that Israel must have the ability always to defend itself by itself,
okay,
against any threat.
Well, you know, he said, we are standing together. Well, not every time you see two people standing together that they're really together. Well, you did not see the gun that Netanyahu has in our back. Yeah, we're standing with them there in the Middle East. We are killing their enemies. We're destroying all these countries. But look, we're standing with you, but there's a gun to our head. And no, Mr. Netanyahu, we are not you. You are not us. We do not share the same principles. We do not share the same values. I'm talking about the people in the United States. I'm talking about the people in the United States. We do not share your values. You kill babies. Mr. Prime Minister, you just killed people yesterday in Gaza. You killed babies, Mr. Netanyahu. Well, yeah, okay, we killed babies in Iraq. Okay, we killed many, millions. I guess, I don't know. You're confusing me, Mr. Prime Minister. I guess we probably do share your values. But we did not before you put the gun to our head and dragged us into your war. We don't want to share your values. So pull the gun away from our head. That's what Israel is, ladies and gentlemen. He goes, this man goes to the White House and tells the president, we are you and you are us. No. And our president sitting there, now of course, now you know those two hate each other. You know our president was sitting there, for those of you who saw that on TV, he's sitting there saying, USOB, if it was not an election year, you will not be sitting here talking to me. But it's an election year, and unfortunately, I have to bite every darn bullet that you're shooting at me. And he did. Our president did. You know, a couple of days, actually a day before that took place, our president was at AIPAC. And he told them a lot. But you know, before we tell you what our president told AIPAC, we're going to go to Frank in Pennsylvania on line one. We don't want to keep him waiting because he will be waiting for a long time. So let's go to him now. Frank, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Talari. I had a question. Was that the same lobbying group that denied Ron Paul the right to speak before them because he said
that was actually even worse than that. That was, see, these people, they're very much being supported by Israel. They are paid by Israel. They are on the Likud payroll. But the ones you're talking about was the Republicans Jewish Caucus or conference. That's even worse because the Republican, the American Jewish, the Republican Jewish conference or coalition, they're supposed to be Americans. They're supposed to be full-fledged Americans. But what happened? They invited everybody else but Ron Paul to go and speak to them, to their congregations.
Yeah, I think it's a shame. We don't have any allegiance or alliance to Israel. The common American people really want nothing to do with the Middle East, especially with the policies Israel is forcing upon the United States, because the American people are waking up, and they are seeing that we are being bullied and threatened, and our Congress is being lobbied back and forth to have Israel's policies become our policies, and it's not, because, to be honest with you, you know, the Palestinian people have never done anything to Americans. I mean, as a matter of fact, they're very good Americans. They're good business people. They're very highly intelligent. You know, the people of Palestine, if they were given the opportunities like we give every other country, I'm sure that they'll prosper and they'll move ahead. And that is a fact. I've read a lot about Palestine and the people that lived there before the state of Israel. And they were thriving industries in there. And it's a shame that the American people don't know the history of that area, because since I was listening to your program, it just caught my interest, and I read quite a number of books about it. And yes, the Palestinian people were very prosperous before Israel came into being, and now they're trying to get their own nation carved out, and they're not even allowed to have that because they have such influence over our policies. Now, fear-minded Americans would say no. They should have their own state, Palestine. They should be enjoying the liberties and freedoms of every people that endure for it. And that's the American way. That is the true American way. But their country, they're being stymied. They're being stymied at every single avenue, and it's not fair.
Frank, thank you very much. And it's not fair. We'll be right back. Thank you, Frank.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and we appreciate you calling in and discussing issues with us, comments, whatever you want to discuss. Well, you know, with Frank, he's right. It's not fair, and I'll tell you a little story. A couple of days ago, my son comes. It was early in the morning. He gets up like at 6:30 so he can be at school at 7:30. And he comes into our bed, and he goes, "Dad, it's not fair." I said, "What's not fair?" He goes, "The teacher asked some of us in the classroom, especially those whose parents came from another country, to get out there and on the map and see the map of the country where your parents came from." So there was like a couple of kids. One looked Chinese and the other one was Pakistani. And I think there was another kid from Germany. So they all got up there and they did on the map. They found the countries on the map. And my son, he's fourth grader, He's looking and looking. At, even though he went there to Palestine, he knows it's occupied. He knows, you know, there are Palestinians and there are Israelis, there are Jewish, there are Arabs. So he knows the whole thing, even, you know, fourth grader, he knows. But I guess I never told him that actually Palestine is not on the map. It used to be Palestine was once on the map. And if you look at older maps, now it's not on the maps in the West. Like in the United States, you're not going to find Palestine on a map. But if you go any place else in the world, you will find Palestine on the map because there are some maps that are still with Palestine. But anyway, back to the classroom. So he couldn't find Palestine. So he said, "Dad, I couldn't find Palestine. It's not fair. I found Pakistan. I found India. I found Saudi Arabia. I found Brazil. I found England, but I could not find Palestine." So I said, "Well, son," and I gave him a little lesson in why Palestine was wiped off the face of the map. Yes, it was wiped off the map. It was at one time, and it was wiped off the map. You know, Israel has a problem with what they think Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, said at one time a few years back. He did not say it the way it's translated in English, but what he said is it should be the opinion, a referendum in that country of what that country is supposed to be. And if people say it's a Jewish state, if they vote on it as a Jewish state, then it's a Jewish state. And if it's not, then it should be whatever it is. Well, they translated that he wants to wipe Israel off the face of the map, even though he did not say it. He just said, let the people decide what kind of country it will be, if it's going to be a Jewish state or not. You know, it's just like the United States, you know, saying, well, we're Democratic, but we are a Catholic state, or we are a Protestant state, or maybe we're a Jewish state. I mean, heck, why not? You are us, we are you, so might as well be a Jewish state. You know, the influence, the money, Congress, commerce, Federal Reserve, the money, the Star of David, it's on our money, it's on our flags. It's might as well. But we're not. At least that's what we tell the people, that we're not Jewish state. We're not, you know, we're separating church from, because we're a democracy. We're a representative republic. Now people are going to start calling and saying, no, we're not democracy. We're a representative republic. Okay. You know, let's stay on the subject at hand. So Israel was actually the one who wiped a country off the face of the map. Now they came here to AIPAC. He wanted the United States to go and destroy Iran right now, right then and there. That's what he wanted. That's what this whole AIPAC was about. They thought that, okay, we are, and actually, you know what? We might be. You know, we might be just getting ready. You know, we told everybody, hey, look, we're not going to do it. And I don't know, maybe tomorrow morning we will have some bombs going off in Iran. And Israel is going to sit pretty there because Netanyahu or Obama, he told him, no, take your time. But then, you know, we did not do it. Then Israel is going to do it. And that's exactly what he was saying at the end of that conversation, that Israel should be allowed to defend itself. Well, that's clean break, ladies and gentlemen. That is right there, clean break document that was written back in 1996 that we keep telling you about. You just saw it unfolding at the White House this past Tuesday. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terrabim.com. That's TerraBim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraBim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. We did not tell you to send it to your friends because we trust that you actually have done so already, probably before the program had even started, that you started inviting your friends to listen to it. The most listened to radio program in the world. Yeah, let's make it happen. Let's educate people. Very soon here, we will be giving people PhDs in international politics. So my son did not find Palestine on the map because Israel wiped it off the map. And they actually did it. So the Palestinians, they don't have nuclear bombs to go and bomb Israel with. They don't even have any bombs to bomb Israel with. Now Israel is worried about Iran, you know, a country that has not attacked anyone in the last 200-300 years. A country that has 42 United States military bases around it. A country that does not have an air force that can reach Israel, but Israel does. A country that does not have navy that can do anything with Israel, but Israel has. A country that does not have nuclear bombs to protect itself, but Israel does. And now Israel is saying, well, we think they are working on building a bomb, and therefore we need to go and kill them. We need to wipe them off the face of the earth, not just the map. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why do we stand with a country like that? Why they are us and we are them? Why? Why we stand idle just like our president? Okay, our presidents and our congressmen, they want to be in office. They don't care if they throw your mama, my mama, their mama under the bus. They're going to throw everybody under the bus for them to be in office. Now, what about you? You have nothing to lose. Why aren't you standing up and saying, no, Mr. Obama or Mr., well, Obama and Netanyahu? Because our president sat there like a whipped cat or a whipped puppy, I think. That's what they did. These people wiped other people off the map. These people want to wipe other countries off the face of the earth, because if they start bombing Iran, if they start bombing these nuclear sites that are there for energy purposes, not weapons, you know, imagine, okay, imagine, just imagine, all right? You imagining with me? Okay, close your eyes and imagine. If Iran actually gets a nuclear bomb, if it does, what are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with one nuclear bomb when Israel has tens of nuclear bombs since the 1960s? Since the 1960s. What are they going to do? Nothing. They can't. Because if they're going to use that one bomb, well, guess what? The United States is there with thousands of nuclear bombs. Israel is there because we are them and they are us. So they're going to drag us into their war, and we are going to be there to support them. So we are going to make a hole where Iran is, and Iran understands that. So they all understand it. But you know what? Israel does not want anyone there in that area, anyone strong. They want to be the superpower, and no one else can even come close to them. They want to be the dominator. We're going to think we do have a little bit of time left. We will go and listen to our president at AIPAC and what he said. Let's go ahead and hear Obama at AIPAC.
President Truman put it well, describing his decision to formally recognize Israel only minutes after it declared independence. He said, I had faith in Israel before it was established. I believe it has a glorious future before it, as not just another sovereign nation, but as an embodiment of the great ideals of our civilization. For over six decades, the American people have kept that faith. Yes, we are bound to Israel because of the interests that we share in security for our communities, prosperity for our people, the new frontiers of science that can light the world. But ultimately, it is our common ideals that provide the true foundation for our relationship.
Hey, freeze it just a little bit and just go back a few seconds, please. Why are we standing up with Israel? Listen to this, you all. Listen to this. Do it.
It is our common ideals that provide the true foundation for our relationship. That is why America's commitment to Israel has endured under Democratic and Republican presidents.
Okay, just freeze it. Then it endured under Republicans and Democrats because you cannot be in office unless they bless you. That's why it is the only issue that you will find Republicans and Democrats standing together on. That is the only issue. Isn't it an insult, ladies and gentlemen, that our political parties, they cannot find any common ground to stand with us, the people of the United States? They cannot find a common ground. Just give me one single domestic issue that those two parties come together on. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. But yet, they find common ground to stand together with Israel? It makes you sick to your stomach. I know, because it's making me. Let's continue with our president.
Has endured under Democratic and Republican presidents and congressional leaders of both parties. In the United States, our support for Israel is bipartisan, and that is how it should stay. But as you examine my commitment, you don't
just
have to count on my words. You can look at my deeds. Because over the last 3 years, as President of the United States, I have kept my commitments to the state of Israel. At every crucial juncture, at every fork in the road, we have been there for Israel every single time. Which is why, if during this
what
political
about,
season...
What about your commitment and your promises to us? You know, the people that are paying taxes to send to Israel? What about your commitment to us? Did you keep your promises? Did you keep your commitment to us? Continue.
Regarding my administration's support for Israel, remember that it's not backed up by the facts. And remember that the U.S.-Israel relationship is simply too important to be distorted by partisan politics. America's national security is too important. Israel's security is too important. Today, there is no doubt anywhere in the world that the United States will insist upon Israel's security and legitimacy. Iran's leaders should have no doubt about the resolve of the United States. Just as they should not doubt Israel's sovereign right to make its own decisions about what is required to meet its security needs.
Okay. I think enough of that sickening speech by our president, who that was at the AIPAC conference. Now, you should really go and listen to all these speeches to see, are these people, are they politicians in America or are they politicians in Israel? You know, why don't they just hold this conference in Tel Aviv? Why they come to Washington? I think the reason they do it here in Washington to make sure that they tell everyone in the world that we are them and they are us and we speak with the tongue of the Americans, that we are them and they are us, which means you are, if you're going to come, if you're going to come against us, you are coming against America. Now, who in the world had given our politicians that referendum to accept? We did not vote on that. We did not vote to make Israel us and us them. We did not do that. We did not vote to accept that bastard state that was stolen from other people and made into a state. We did not vote to accept. I don't know if you have, but I have not. This is the reality. This is the reality of our political affairs in the United States. Anyway, what else? Well, actually, Netanyahu spoke at AIPAC. Of course, he was at home with AIPAC. Let's listen to Netanyahu at the AIPAC conference, which is, if it's ready, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I think it was Woody Allen who said,
that he spent a lifetime trying to arrive late at a Jewish event and never made it. I came on time with my wife, Sarah, the mother of Avner and Yair. And it's very good to be with all of you, members of the Obama administration, senators, members of Congress, my colleagues, Defense Minister Ehud Barak and Minister Uzi Landau, Ambassador Michael Oren, and the distinguished ambassadors who are here from many countries, Howard Kaur, David Victor, Lee Rosenberg, all the leaders and all the members of AIPAC, and the 1,300 students who came from around this country. My friends, as the world faces monumental challenges, I know that America and Israel will face them together. We stand together because we're fired by the same ideals and inspired by the same dreams. The dreams of achieving prosperity, security, and peace for all. Now, this dream seemed an impossibility to most Jews a century ago. You know, this month my father celebrated his 100th birthday. That's not his only achievement, but when he was born, the Tsars ruled Russia. The British Empire spanned the globe, and the Ottoman Empire ruled the Middle East. During his lifetime, all three of these empires fell. Others rose and fell. And the Jewish destiny, the pendulum of Jewish fate, swung from the depths of despair to a new hope and a new beginning, the rebirth of the Jewish state.
Okay. So the rebirth of the Jewish state. Now, I'd like to know, when was the birth of the Jewish state, and what is he talking about, the rebirth? Now, these people came from, you know, I understand you understand the Bible, you know, the story in the Bible, but let's leave the Bible alone, because these are not the same people. It's not even the same religion. 2,000 years ago, there was a state called Israel, and it's not sitting, and it was not in, geographically speaking, it's not even in the same place where Israel set up shop in 1948 when they accepted the partition plan between them and the Palestinians that gave them actually over half of the area of Palestine. But they did not go and set up shop where Israel was, you know, when King David and King Solomon and all that stuff. It wasn't even in the same geographical area. So why did that happen? Why did they accept to be somewhere else? That's number one, if they are the same people. Number two, they're not the same people. Number three, it's 2,000 years ago. What would you do? I mean, look, what's going to happen if 2,000 years from now you have the Indians somehow, they go through, I mean, you know, you talk about miracles. Hey, it could happen. It could happen. What about if they come back and they say, well, you killed our people and this is our land and we want it. Do you think 2,000 years, do you think it's okay for them to do that? I mean, think about it. You know, you might think, well, even if they come back today, we're not going to give it to them. Fine. You know, let's assume they can. Let's assume that. Let's assume they can. Well, of course it's not going to happen, because realistically speaking, unless they kill most of us here and they drive the rest of us towards Mexico and Canada, well, it's not gonna work for them. And that's exactly what these Jews who came from Europe, who had control of the superpowers at that time, to allow them a state in Palestine through the British government, through Lord Balfour, who promised them back in 1917, once Palestine is liberated from the Ottoman Empire that Netanyahu himself was speaking of, that His Majesty's government is going to give Palestine to the Jews to have a homeland in Palestine. And the rest is history. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443. And actually, my friend Diane, she wrote me on Facebook saying that, you know, she's listening to the program. And then she found the YouTube where, you know, Netanyahu is telling Obama that we are you and you are us and all that garbage. And you can see the stress on the president. you can see how stressful that event was for him, because this man is sitting in the White House, and very much it's like an occupier. You know, it's like someone who was forcing, and both of them knew that Netanyahu knew that he can get anything he wants because it's an election year. And Obama sitting there biting the bullets because he can't say a word. Now, when our own president in our own house cannot say a word, what does that mean? No sovereignty. Do you know what that word means? No sovereignty. We are not a sovereign country. We're supposed to be sovereign states. Each one of our states is supposed to be a sovereign state. And our country is supposed to be a sovereign country. When somebody that has a gun to your head talking to you inside your house and you cannot say anything, you lost your sovereignty. If you don't know what that word means, go look it up. We are not free people anymore. Forget about democracy and make you free people, free speech and free that. They don't care about you. So what if we get on the radio and we say whatever we want? So what if we don't have a dictator running us? Well, we do have a dictator regime running us. We have a dictator regime running us. All we are doing as people, we are there to legitimize them, the mob. We are there, they cook everything, and we go there to bless their meals and make it kosher so they can eat it. And with us doing what we're doing, we elect our congressman. We elect our president. Do we? You really think you elect? You really do. The problem is, the sad thing is you really do think that? That is what an occupied people are. That is what an occupied country is. I've said this many, many times before. The Palestinians know who the occupier is. The Americans don't, because they don't see them. The Palestinians see them because they are the ones with guns, tanks, jet fighters, bombs. They see them. They know who the enemy is. But you don't, because they are camouflaged. They are the same color. They talk the same language. They don't speak with an accent. Oh, no, 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 no. The ones who are here running affairs here speak just like you and have the same names like you. We'll be right back.
The next